Message number 1111. This time I come to renew the earth to re-establish my kingdom on earth. Tuesday, April 29th, 2014 at 0900. My dearly beloved daughter, many may wonder how God the Father, Almighty Creator of all that is and will be forever, could suffer. The truth is that my Father, perfect in all that can be, is infused with love. Because He is the Creator of love, when rebuked it causes sorrow in His heart. God's children rejected His great gift of paradise through the sin of Adam and Eve when they fell from His favor. Instead, they allowed themselves to be seduced by the cunning deception placed before them by the evil one. How my Father suffered because of this betrayal then, and how He still suffers because of the sin of betrayal in today's world. Nothing has changed except the miracle of redemption which He bequeathed the world through my sacrifice for mankind. My Father's love for all of you is so great that His sorrow, which has been caused by man's blindness and rejection of His great mercy, is also His gift to humanity. Because of His sorrow He pines for souls, and as such will reach out and grasp even the most reluctant non-believer. To those who do not believe in God but who desire proof and any sign that will bring them comfort in their wretchedness, I say this. I, Jesus Christ, came the first time not to merely save those who accepted the truth, I came to save those who were incapable of believing in God. I do the same now. While the believers will fight amongst themselves, arguing as to whether or not it is I, Jesus Christ, who communicates to the world at this time, I promise you this. I will, out of my love for you, prove to you that it is indeed I who speaks now, and that I have once again been sent by my Father to save you. This time I come to renew the earth to re-establish my kingdom on earth, the paradise created by my Father for Adam and Eve. That day will dawn soon, and before the time comes I will enlighten your mind, body and soul. I will shock you with my power, my divinity, but you will feel such a surge of love that you will be left in no doubt that this could only come from me. That is my promise. It is the children of God who do not know Him nor believe in Him that I will reach out to first. Most of them will come running to me because they will have no preconceived ideas which can evolve from too much knowledge of spiritual matters. At the same time, I will reach out to those souls who are in great darkness, who are desperate, lost and laden with great sorrow in their hearts. So when you ready to hear my word contained herein, know that my messages are not aimed at those who love me only, they are being given to reach out to you. I give you peace. I bring you great news, for I have carved out a glorious future for you where death will have no power over you. I await that day with great joy. Please await with patience and trust, for when I open your heart, your worries will be no more. Your beloved Jesus.